Shri Vishnu Sahasranam 762 Dhara Dhara. One meaning, he who holds the earth. There is another name coming up. Over 100 names from now still. Bharabrit, which is understood to mean who takes the weight of the earth. The word dhara means to hold, to grip, to grasp, to keep closely. That's why we have the name Sri Dhara, who keeps Lakshmi, Sri, holds her on his chest, actually. Radha Dhara is a similar name, not nearly so well known. Mani Dhara, who holds beads for counting his cows, or money we can take to mean his Radha. Anyway, we're discussing the name Dhara Dhara, so let's get back to that. So Dhara means to hold, and Dhara is a female noun, which means the earth, and gives the idea she holds. She has, so he holds the earth. She, the earth, holds so many mountains, rivers, countries, oceans, so many living beings. So the name is, it can be understood in different ways. Dhara, it can also mean Adhara, which means the, similar to hold, but it means the receptacle. Or Dhara and Dhara, yeah, that meaning we gave. Dhara and Adhara, the receptacle in which the earth exists. So, in different ways, it can be understood. The obvious meaning is he who holds up the earth. Now, we may say, well, that's just some you see this belief in God is some kind of anthropomorphic thing. Why put so much emphasis on the earth when there are so many planets, so many millions and billions of planets? Kotish Vashesha Vasudha Divi Bhuti Bhinnam. But the Vedic knowledge also admits that there are many, many planets, but still refers to him as upholds the earth. And one of the intrinsic shaktis, wives of Lord Vishnu, is Bhu. The foremost is Shri, then Bhu, then Nila, and there are so many others. But she's, so why emphasize the earth? Because we are on it, right? Geocentric view of reality. Now, the earth is important. Even though there's knowledge, there are so many different planets, but still within the Vedic understanding, the earth is considered important because this is, this earth in which we live, at the present time, in the human bodies that we presently inhabit, always remember, smaranitya anityatvam, everything in this whole existence is temporary. We're now on the earth, on a human body. It won't last very long. Let's make full advantage of it. He's holding up the earth. Particular attention is given to the earth among all the planets in the universe. It's not considered that the earth is important because we are here, putting ourselves in the center, but Krishna makes this earth the place which is suitable for cultivation of spiritual advancement and getting free from birth and death. This is the gateway, the portal, out of this, the wormhole, that's what they call it in this quantum physics mythology or imagination or speculation or whatever you want to call it. There's a little hole in which you can just, like, in quantum theory, something can be here and then it's there. And it doesn't jump. It's just here and then it's there. It's here and then it's there. What's that called? It's called inconceivable, achintya. It's unexplainable. So in the same way, you can just jump some idea from one universe to another. There are so many theories. But the Earth is the situation whereby getting a human birth on this planet, we can get free from birth and death. There's the opportunity to cultivate spiritual life. So the Earth is very important. And Krishna comes here. Rama comes here. Most of the avatars, or several of them, especially these two very important ones, Ram and Krishna, and then again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they come here. This is the place, this earth. This is the place to be, with all due respect to Elon Musk and others who are very anxious to make easy journey to other planets. But there's no use going to other planets. This is the place for spiritual cultivation. Anyway, we're all having easy journey to other planets. So he who bears the earth, that's the meaning of Dharadhara, the name we're discussing. He who holds up the earth. Now, then again, it's some primitive idea. These savages, Indians, what do they know? What do they know about anything? Savage, that was a term which was previously used in the English language for people not born in Europe, or born in Europe, but as you get further away from England, it becomes increasingly savage, according to their theory, and outside the Anglosphere, generally called as savages. So these people, they didn't have advanced scientific knowledge, and they imagined that some god or something supernatural is holding up the universe. But now we know that it is gravity. Thanks to Sir Isaac Newton, we understand. We're now more advanced. We're not savages. We know the earth is held up by gravity. Here are some comments from His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, who came from beyond this world of repeated birth and death, to teach us the actual fact of reality. Some comments on the law of gravity. The scientists won't like it. This is from Srila Prabhupada's purport to Canto 3, Chapter 29, Text 42 of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada writes, "The material scientist explains that all these different planets are floating because of the law of gravity or some other law. But the actual lawmaker is the Supreme Personality of Godhead." So Srila Prabhupada here doesn't discount the fact that there may be laws which we can call scientific laws which govern the universe. But then there's the lawmaker, Srila Prabhupada is pointing out. Continuing what Srila Prabhupada says, "When we speak of law, we must understand that there must be a lawmaker. The material scientists can discover the laws of nature, but they are unable to recognize the lawmaker." Great points. Great, great points Prabhupada makes. They're unable to recognize the lawmaker. Many of them are unable to recognize that there is a lawmaker. They say there are all these laws, but they've come into being arbitrarily, which is pretty stupid. Srila Prabhupada continues, from Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, we can know who the lawmaker is. The lawmaker is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is said here that the planets do not sink, since they are floating under the order or energy of the Supreme Godhead. They do not fall down into the water which covers half the universe. There you go. They're floating on the order or the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes, yeah, I'll get through to that. All the planets are heavy with their various mountains, seas, oceans, cities, palaces, and buildings, and yet they are floating. They do not fall down. Under the order or energy, both the things. It's everything goes on his order and his energies. We say, well, we may study science and say, well, there's this energy and that energy, but they're the energies of who? The supreme source of all energy. Here, Krishna. Here's a quote from Srila Prabhupada's purport to Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, Text 35. The whole universe is maintained by the integrating power of the Supreme Lord, who is known in that capacity by the name Sankarsana. We've heard the name Sankarsana. So if we think about it, Sankarsana, that can be understood as the integrating power, that gravity is supposed to be the effect of different bodies which they exert upon each other. Actually, the law of gravity, if we want to get into some scientific controversies, which I don't want to do, but I'm just mentioning it, that what the hell is this gravity anyway? Scientists can't explain it. There's no gravity particle that they know of. Okay. What is it exactly, gravity? They're having a hard time to say what it is. But we can say what gravity is. At least Srila Prabhupada tells us that it is the integrating power of the Supreme Lord, Sankarsana, that is his name. It's his energy by which everything is integrated together. The material scientist may have discovered the law of gravity, may have, which maintains the integration of objects within the material energy, yet the master of all integration can create devastation by the disintegrating blazing fire emanating from his mouth. Yes, the same Supreme Lord, who's well known in the Abrahamic traditions, well, especially, I'm not sure about Judaism, but certainly in Christianity and Islam, is very much hailed as the creator of the universe. As Sankarsan, he holds everything together. That's one aspect of the Vishnu, who holds everything together. He literally keeps things, the planets go in their orbits and everything. He holds everything together. And ultimately, the Sankarsan, he destroys everything also. So creation, maintenance, and destruction. And then again, there's a cycle, creation, maintenance, destruction. All these things are described in the authoritative shastras. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 23, takes 3 purport and an extract from Srila Prabhupada's purport. According to the description of this verse, the hundreds and thousands of stars and the great planets, such as the Sun, the Moon, Venus, Mercury, Mars, and Jupiter, are not clustered together because of the law of gravity or any similar idea of the modern scientists. These planets and stars are all servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda or Krishna, and according to his order, they sit in their chariots and travel in their respective orbits. The orbits in which they move are compared to machines given by material nature to the operating deities of the stars and planets, who carry out the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by revolving around Dhruva Loka. known in English as the Pole Star or the North Star. The Dhruva Loka, which is occupied by the great devotee Maharaj Dhruva. This is confirmed in the Brahma Sanhita as follows. This Srila Prabhupada quotes a verse, particularly in respect to how the sun is orbiting on the order of the Supreme Lord, and extrapolates that to all the planets which are orbiting. So Srila Prabhupada quotes in this purport, Yachchakshuresha savita sakala grahanam Raja samasta suramurti rasesha tejaha Yas yagyaya brahmati sambhrita kala chakro Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Yas yagyaya means by his order. Translation, I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, under whose control even the sun, which is considered to be the eye of the Lord, rotates within the fixed orbit of eternal time. The sun is the king of all planetary systems and has unlimited potency in heat and light. This verse from Brahma Sanhita confirms that even the largest and most powerful planet, the sun, rotates within a fixed orbit or Kala Chakra in obedience to the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This has nothing to do with gravity or any other imaginary laws created by the material scientists. So there's another perspective from Srila Prabhupada, that gravity is is a law created by the scientists. Well, the scientists won't like that, but we'll listen to the Shastra. We don't care so much what the scientists say. Now, the Supreme Lord holds up the universe as Sankarshan, its manifestation, as Adishesha, the transcendental, massive couch, Shesha, the resting place, the original resting place of Lord Vishnu. He also holds up all the universes on his hoods. Reading from Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 17, Text 21, in which Lord, this is the verse, actually, or the text. Lord Shiva is speaking, all the great sages accept the Lord as the source of creation, maintenance, and destruction, although he actually has nothing to do with these activities. Therefore, the Lord is called unlimited, ananta. Although the Lord in his incarnation as Shesha holds all the universes on his hoods, each universe feels no heavier than a mustard seed to him. Therefore, what person desiring perfection will not worship the Lord? Yeah, to hold up the earth, that's pretty amazing, huh? To hold up the earth. We just had the Olympic Games in Tokyo, and the weightlifters, and the men weightlifters, and the women weightlifters, and the men who become women and then compete in the women's weightlifting championship and so on. And if they can live, I don't know, I haven't got a clue what the world heavyweight weight, what the weight is of the heaviest weight that someone can lift up. But one thing I often used to say, world champion weightlifter can lift up with much training and much steroids and much endeavor, hey, just bring any average elephant can do it. So he can become an elephant in his next life. But even the elephant, how much can he lift? Of course, there are the diggajas who hold up the earth, the elephants in the eight directions. They help to hold up the earth, but underneath is Ananta Shesh. He holds up, but he doesn't feel like
give us a break.
It's too much. It's too heavy. How does he feel it? He has the universe on his hoods. He feels like a mustard seed. Now, of course, I don't have much hair here. It couldn't be hard to keep a mustard seed, but most people have more hair. And if there's a mustard seed on your head, you wouldn't even feel it. It's so tiny. So it's like that. It's not like it's a massive weight to carry. It's just not felt at all. Srila Prabhupada's purport, from Srila Prabhupada's purport to this verse, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Shesha or Ananta, has unlimited strength, fame, wealth, knowledge, beauty, and renunciation. As described in this verse, Ananta's strength is so great that the innumerable universes rest on his hoods. He has the bodily features of a snake with thousands of hoods, and since his strength is unlimited, all the universes resting on his hoods feel no heavier than mustard seeds. We can just imagine how insignificant a mustard seed is on the hood of a serpent. In this connection, the reader is referred to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 5, verses 117 to 125. There it is stated that Lord Vishnu's incarnation as the serpentine Ananta Shesha Naga supports all the universes on his hoods. By our calculation, a universe may be very, very heavy, but because the Lord is Ananta, unlimited, he feels the weight to be no heavier than a mustard seed. Also, we can refer to Varahadeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the form of a giant boar who lifted up the earth when she was submerged in the waters of devastation, his eternal consort, the earth, and at that time impregnated her. So we worship Bhuvaraha, just like we worship Sitaram, Radha, Krishna. So Bhuvaraha, Bhu, the earth, goddess earth, is the eternal consort of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his form as Varahadeva. Another understanding as of his being the support of the earth, this can refer to, because earth is supported by water, water by air, air by space. And if we go back further and further, we'll find Sarva Karana Karanam, Krishna supports everything, all the material elements. If we say Dharadhara, he's holding the earth, well, he's also holding water, air, fire, ether, and they're all coming from him. Bhumirapa nalo vayo kangmano buddhireva cha ahankara iti yangme bhina prakriti ashtadha. These are all his energies. If we inquire further and further and go back further and further, we'll find Krishna. But who finds? Not many people find. Not many people think about this. Most people are concerned simply with their imagined existence or their temporary existence within earth, water, fire, air, and ether. But we have nothing to do with this because the next verse of Gita, aparayam itastvanyang prakritin vidhi me param jiva bhuta mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagat. Dharyate holds up, sustains, the same verbal root, as it comes from the same verbal root, same root as dharma, actually, that which sustains. So Krishna says that apart from these eight separated material energies, there is my superior energy, there's the spiritual energy, the jivas, who they also can be said to support the earth. We hold up the earth, or the universe, dharyate jagat. We, in one sense, the jivas, we hold up the universe because Krishna creates it because we have a need for it or a desire for it. We want this situation and he creates it for us. He holds it up for us. He sustains the universe. But it's our desire to be separate from Krishna that makes this universe. Who understands these things? Hardly anyone. The verse before these two verses we have, Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhi yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mangveti tatvata. Out of thousands of people, who's discussing such things? Who's interested in such things? If we say, now we're going to have a talk on spiritual material progress. Wait a minute. How does that work? We're going to have a talk on Bhagavad Gita and how to improve your sex life. Wait a minute. How to improve your material life? No, there's no such thing. Who's interested? Hardly anyone understands Krishna because they're just stuck on the platform of earth, water, fire, air, and ether. Go deeper, philosophically deeper, and even if we go deeper, dig down, 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 we won't be able to dig so far. But if we were, we'd find Vishnu at the bottom. Or if we, just like the ancestors of Bhagirath. They dig down, 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 and they found Kapila Dev. But they were mundane scientists. They were mundane geologists. Yeah. Taking a bit of license in my explanation here. Okay, what about our Gaurya Vaishnava Acharya Baladev Vidyabhushan? What does he say? Well, if we think Dhara means the earth because she, Dhara means the earth because she holds everything. Well, Dhara is a male form, holding. So a mountain is also holding. A mountain holds up so many trees and rivers. So many things are supported by a mountain. But what supports a mountain is the earth or whichever planet it's on. But holding up a mountain, okay, what are we thinking of here? Jai Govardhana Dhari. That's what we're thinking of. Of course, when we say Giridhari, it's a very well-known name, who held up the Govardhan Hill for 7 days. But actually, there's another famous lifter of a mountain is Hanuman, who lifted up the mountain. But, well, lifting up is one thing, but holding. Lifting up, Dhara means especially to hold for a continued time. So, Baladev Vidyabhushan, he gives the understanding, Dharasya Govardhanasya Gire Dharanad Dharadaraha. So he uses the idea of supporting and holding up the mountain. This would, in terms of what we might immediately think is the meaning according to the names of the words, you can say it's a secondary meaning, but of course, Baladev Vidyabhushan, he lives in Goloka Vrindavan. Address, Sri Baladev Vidyabhushan, Goloka Vrindavan. Everyone knows him there. You don't have to write anything more. So he lives there, and just like his guru, Shiksha Guru, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he wrote one short work called Sri Vraja Riti Chintamani, in which he explains how everything in Vrindavan, it's understood differently. It's unconventional. Everything is understood in relation to Krishna. It's a different way of looking at the world altogether. So what seem to make sense, according to what seems to be ordinary logic or science according to this world, or even according to the laws of Sanskrit according to this world, even according to the Vedas as generally understood in this world, the Golok Darshan, the vision from the spiritual world, sees things in a very, very different way. So the obvious meaning from the point of view of Baldev Vidyabhushan, and actually Parashar Bhatta before him had given the same meaning, the prominent or predominant meaning of this name, Dharadhara, is he who holds the mountain Govardhan. Parashar Bhatta quotes from Vishnu Purana in this regard. Tadetad akilam goshtham tratavyam adhuna maya imam adrim aham dharyat utpartya shu shiladhanam dharayishyami goshtasya prituchatramivaparam. Now, the whole land of the cowherds and the cows, along with the cows and the cowherds, should be protected by me. I will forcibly, but with my power, uplift this mountain along with all its huge boulders and hold it over the head, not with the right hand, left hand, and hold it over their heads as a big umbrella and save them all. I just remember in Olmvik's Gard in Sweden, there's a painting from Nathdwara of Govardhan Lila, but they, somehow or other, Krishna, in that painting, is holding with his right hand. It's very unusual, because in Nathdwara, everyone knows it's the left hand, and Nathdwara, Srinathji is right there, and he's got his left hand, which is upraised, a little finger of his left hand, pinky, that's called in American English. Who knows? Maybe the artist had a vision of some other kalpa, some other time. In his ecstasy, he painted it back to front. It's hard to say. Anyway, his left hand. 7 years old, Krishna lifted Govardhan. Now, I can also lift Govardhan Hill. Yes, I boldly declare. Well, I can lift Govardhan. I can lift a Govardhan Shila, which is non-different. That's a bit cheating, isn't it? Even if you get a small one, I could lift it up. But even one that's so small that can fit in my hand, and I shouldn't put in my left hand, I should put in my right hand out of respect. But I couldn't hold it for 7 days. Maybe you see some yogis, they keep their hands up. Some kinds of yogis, they keep their hand up for years and years and years. And then it atrophies and it just loses all its power. But that's what is that in Gita? Krishna says, "Karshayanta shariratam." This is a kind of austerity which is considered demoniac, actually, because it's pointless, and it simply tortures the body, and Bhagawan in within the heart is not pleased with this. So maybe they could hold a small stone for 7 days, but a hill, a whole hill, a seven-year-old boy, for 7 days, just with the tip of his little finger, even to balance it. Of course, all the cowherd men were holding up their staffs, because cowherd men have staffs, right? They use sticks. It's keep a stick for herding the cows. Just touch them on the back of the rump as they to get them in the right direction. Stick. It's also very good to have a stick if you're out in the fields and the forests. because there's so many snakes, and there may be tigers also, and other animals, which you have a stick that will help to ward off tigers or other animals who may want to eat your cows. Yeah. Actually, until recently, there were so many tigers in throughout most of India. Anyway, that's another subject. So the cowherd men with their sticks were holding it up. They thought, we're supporting. Then Krishna just showed them, just for a split second, removed his hand, and oh, they felt it's too heavy. And again, Krishna held it, just to show he's holding it up. Very popular pastime in all the sampradayas, all the Vaishnav sampradayas. They love to glorify Giri Govardhan Adhari, the upholder of the Govardhan Hill. So, one other explanation. Dhara, Dhara. Dhara, female, can also refer to Lakshmi because she supports everything. According to some understanding, it's she who supports everything, but he supports her. Therefore, he's called Dhara, Dhara. Hare Krishna, from planet Earth, supported by Vishnu. You can remember that, right? As we're walking, we don't have much contact with the Earth when we're in the big cities. It's good to be in the country and realize Krishna. Much easier to realize Krishna. The artificial civilization gives a sense of man's creativity. Man has made everything. It's working by man's arrangement. We go into the country and see nature. Whose nature? Krishna's nature. Krishna is in everything. Tapami aham aham varsham nigrijami utsrijami cha. It's Krishna who causes the sun to burn, the sun to heat. It's Krishna who sends forth the rain or sometimes withholds it. And Krishna underneath everything also. Now we know very well. Krishna is holding up the whole earth. All glories to Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who among 1,000 names and 1,000,000 names and 1,000,000,000 names and unlimited names, among one of his names is Dhara Dhara. We offer our respectful obeisances to him and to all the Vaishnavas who are surrendered at his lotus feet. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patita anam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nidhaya churnakam padayo nipatya kritvacha kakushatame tadaham ravimi. Hey sadhava sakala eva vihaya durat Gauranga Chandra Charane Kuruta Nuraga Parivadatu Jano Yatatatava Nanu Mokaro Navayang Navicharayamaha Hari Rasa Madira Madati Matta Bhuvi Vilutama Nartama Nirvishama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.